Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several Tudor history books. Now I'm continuing from yesterday's talk today by spending today back in 1606, which was of course in James I's reign, so not in the Tudor period, but it was to do with the gunpowder plot, which had its origins in the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. On this day in history, the 31st of January 1606, gunpowder plot conspirators Thomas Winter, Ambrose Rookwood, Robert Keyes and Guy Fawkes were executed at the Old Palace Yard, Westminster. They'd been found guilty of high treason on the 27th of January following the failure of their plot to blow up Parliament and to assassinate the King in November 1605. Here is a contemporary account of the end of these plotters. The same day, being Friday, were drawn from the Tower to the Old Palace in Westminster Thomas Winter, Rookwood, Keyes and Fawkes, where Winter, first being brought to the scaffold, made little speech, but seeming, after assault, as it were, sorry for his offence, and yet crossing himself, as though those rewards to put by the devil's staccatos, having already made a wound in his soul, of which he'd not yet a full feeling, protesting to die a true Catholic, as he said, with a very pale and dead colour, went up the ladder, and after a swing or two with a halter to the quartering block was drawn, and there quickly dispatched. Next him came Rookwood, who made a speech of some longer time, confessing his offence to God in seeking to shed blood, and asking therefore mercy of his divine majesty. Yes, Teazle, that's very, very sad. His offence to the King, of whose majesty he likewise humbly asked forgiveness, his offence to the whole state, of whom in general he asked forgiveness, beseeching God to bless the King, the Queen, and all his royal progeny, and that they might live long to reign in peace and happiness over this kingdom. But last of all, to mar all the pottage with one filthy weed, to mar this good prayer with an ill conclusion, he prayed God to make the King a Catholic, otherwise a Papist, which God for his mercy ever forbid, and so beseeching the King to be good to his wife and children, protesting to die in his idolatry, a Romish Catholic, he went up the ladder, and hanging till he was almost dead, was drawn to the block where he gave his last gasp. After him came Keyes, who, like a desperate villain, using little speech, with small or no show of repentance, went stoutly up the ladder, where, not staying the hangman's turn, he turned himself off with such a leap that with the swing he brake the halter, but, after his fall, was quickly drawn to the block, and there it was quickly divided into four parts. Last of all came the great devil of all, Fawkes alias Johnson, who should have put fire to the powder. His body being weak with torture and sickness, he was scarce able to go up the ladder, but yet with much ado, by the help of the hangman, went high enough to break his neck with the fall, who made no long speech, but after a sort, seeming to be sorry for his offence, asked a kind of forgiveness of the King and the state for his bloody intent, and with his crosses and his idle ceremonies, made his end upon the gallows and the block, to the great joy of the beholders, that the land was ended of so wicked a villainy. That was the end of the gunpowder plotters. Also on this day in history, the 31st of January 1510, Queen Catherine of Aragon gave birth to a stillborn daughter. I'll give you a link to last year's video on that sad event. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.